You're not about that life, champ. I can see it.
Game over, man. Game over.
He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk.
Come on. Playoffs? You kidding me?
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it. I want winners.
Here we go.
Play to win the game.
That was one heck of a timeout.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Ron is in trouble.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
EA Hunter sarcastically speaking about sports
Dog.
Podcast.
Mr. Flynn. Flynn Anthony Hunter got his walk already. So I figure, you know, hey, why don't I just take go for a walk and lay this shit down? It's kind of weird to actually be walking. I mean, and the funny thing is when I left the house, you could hear him howling out the front window. Like, where the fuck do you think you're going, man? I see you. I see you. Yeah. You know, and I can't believe that I actually had this thought of, you know what? I wouldn't mind getting another dog. Getting him a playmate. But no. After seeing my boy C-Note, he got a dog. Well, his girl got a dog, which means he's got a dog. But I'm not going to put his business out in the streets. Pose this question. I think I'm going to put it up on Facebook to see what kind of answers I get. But you never know, man. Social media is so fucking toxic right now. I mean, people are looking to fucking argue. People are, they're on fucking edge, my friend. Okay? The tiniest thing will set people off right now. But I mean, I wanted to pose this question, man. Do you think racists consider themselves racist? You know, like, do they wake up in the morning and say, look, I'm a God-fearing family man, father, and fucking racist. Why did I have to give him a southern accent? Because universally, southern accent in the South, slaves, that's, yeah. But I wonder, I'm pretty sure what they probably do is just justify their dislike of a them or those guys, or you know how they do it. But don't just actually say, look, you know, I'm a racist. I mean, do the dudes in the Ku Klux Klan put on their robes and be like, God damn, you a good-looking racist. There I go again with that southern accent. But like I said earlier, man, people are on fucking edge right now. They are. This ain't one of them things to where you can just kind of just say what you want. Well, especially if you're a person of any fame or note, and you, during a press conference, blurt something out, or tweet something, and I hate when people say tweet out, or tweet something, or put something up on Facebook, if it looks anywhere near racist, people are gonna fucking kill you. Not physically, but with their words. I mean, a couple of cases. Grant Napier, the voice of the Kings, since 1988, gets into a back and forth with talented, malcontentious superstar Boogie Cousins. DeMarcus, is it DeMarcus? Boogie Cousins. Boogie Cousins basically, hey, look, hey, man, Black Lives Matter. And at the time, Napier responds, yeah, that's great, where you been, big mouth? All lives matter. And when I heard that, and I would hear people say that, sometimes they say Black Lives Matter, then people hit with All Lives Matter, or Blue Lives Matter, I mean the cops, or These Lives Matter, whatever lives matter. I've seen all those, every one of those. And I, in a way, I was kind of like, yeah, why are we trying to separate each other? Which means is that what I've come to realize is I didn't fucking get it. As a black man, who may not look black, who may not, quote-unquote, sound black, which is bullshit, too, but I didn't get it. I didn't get it. I didn't get the fact that, like, it's insensitive. So in Napier's case, he responds. He responds to that with that. Other players, I think, who was Chris Webber? Was it Barnes? Ex-Kings make comments like, well, yeah, we all knew, always knew he was a closet racist. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Grant Napier, but he's a talk radio dude, okay? And, I mean, you'd almost want to say he's almost like a white Stephen A. Smith in that he's incredibly aggressive. He'll dismiss anything, and he can be a loudmouth. Bit of an asshole, but I almost wonder if some of that isn't just for fucking show. You know what I mean? Like, is that real, or is that just part of his shtick? Well, the tweet gets circulated, it gets seen. I mean, once you put something up on the internet, that shit's there forever. It doesn't make a difference if you take it down. It's like permanent fucking ink. Well, word gets back to the brass. He's suspended. I think that was within hours. Wake up the next day, fired. Fired by KHTK, and I believe he resigned from the Kings, which, in essence, he was done. He issues a statement saying he's sorry. But God damn, I was like, wow. That shit right there, that was, you want to talk about bringing a fucking sledgehammer to an ant? I'm like, man, do people are on edge. I saw the other day, the president of CrossFit made some joke calling this current situation Floyd 19, which obviously you get it. He's making a reference to the man, George Floyd, who was murdered, who's basically the catalyst that he was the spark that lit the TNT dynamite of looting and protesting. That poor guy, who I have not watched the video. Well, president, the hammer gets dropped on him. Immediately, Reebok, the one of the sponsors, drops him just like that. I'm like, fuck. Just like that. They dropped a hammer on that motherfucker. They're like, yeah, oh, really? And then you got other, I guess, gyms that are affiliated changing their name, he apologized, but the thing is too little too late now, man. You said that shit, and they saw it. So my point is that, I mean, again, people are sensitive. But then, there's this thing now to where, you know, if you want to apologize and to the black community, and not that I'm a spokesman for the black community, but this is just my thought. If you want, I mean, you get some white people now that are like overextending. There's some pandering going on. And the number one, the biggest example of the pandering happened in the White House. You got, who was it, Nancy Pelosi and a bunch of other Democrats? You got the COVID mask on, and they got the kente cloths, and they're kneeling. I'm like, come on, man. Fuck, you want to talk about over fucking doing it? Jeez, that was too much. He didn't need to do all that. You got Roger Goodell issuing a statement, basically taking a 180 flip, making a flip 180 degrees to where he, you know, he didn't want to listen to Kaepernick and, you know, his kneeling and, you're like, whoa. You've had other individuals. The Michael Jordan brand pledging $100 million to fight corruption and racism. Was it systematic racism? Drew Brees. How's it going, man? Makes this comment about hey, look, I respect people, but when you disrespect the flag, I'm not trying to hear that. That motherfucker gets hammered. People are like, it's not about the flag, you fucking idiot. It's not about the flag. Okay? Got his teammates calling him out. You get LeBron James. Yeah, people call. It's like, ooh, fuck. I mean, the thing with him is that dude has a lot of goodwill in the bank for all the things he's done in New Orleans. But I'm like, man, you should have just treaded lightly right now. I don't really think he meant anything by it, but at the same time, though, too, I tend to agree. It's not about that. Don't be trying to equate the two, the flag and the kneeling and all that. Because right now, people are looking to scrap. I mean, when it comes back to it too, now there's more thought or more words being brought back to, look, they need to give Cap a job now. I don't really think Cap wants to play football anymore, to be honest with you. I think he's a bit content to be this afro blown out black power fist in the air, leather jacket wearing, Nike sponsored, what is it, cultural icon. Hey, he's getting paid to do it. But I'll say this though, the first I kind of shit on him too, but I don't care what his motives were in the beginning. What he started meant something. Yeah. I mean, I didn't believe in the dude at first either. I was like, dude, the only reason he's doing this shit is because he knows he's about to ready to get benched or traded. But hey, it is what it is. I mean, truth be it known, there's a lot of shitty quarterbacks in the NFL. Shitty, mediocre quarterback. You're telling me you couldn't put him? He couldn't be a backup somewhere? He could, but because what the problem there is owners are not trying to, they're not trying to stick their toe in the water of that. I don't even know how to describe that. They're not trying to fuck off their money, which NFL, they're still sitting pretty. They don't know what's going to happen. The NBA, well, now they've all agreed to start this Disneyland League. We'll see what goes with that. But, I mean, the country's like, we were locked up for 2-3 months. We see this shit happen. People are broke. They're laid off or whatever. Of course they're gonna, and of course they're gonna riot. First starts out protesting. I mean, like every day there's something. That's the joke. Every day there's something. I think the other day I saw that there's they predicted a fucking asteroid the size of a stadium heading for Earth that it may hit us. I'm like, are we living in fucking Armageddon? We're in the movie now. Is somebody called Michael Bay? Maybe. But. So, I mean, shit happens and people take to the streets and shit got ugly quick. It got ugly fucking quick. I flip on the news the night that shit starts and I didn't even go on the news. I heard about it, obviously via social media. Somebody, a mob had gathered around Best Buy in Fairfield, California, the mall, and drove a fucking forklift through the front door and people looted it. A couple questions here. Number one, where'd the forklift come from? Was it just hanging around there? Did somebody a forklift driver and they take it home? Did they hotwire a forklift? Where the fuck, who got the forklift? That's what I want to know. I mean, if anything, I want that. I want to know that. I want to know the Kennedy assassination. I want to know if there actually is a little Illuminati. And there's some, and dude, like, I don't want to be a conspiracy theory guy, but man, with the way things are going lately, I'm almost starting to believe in that shit. And conspiracy theories. Just because, I mean, it's like you look up and think, I'm without words when it comes to that. I'm without words. Because then we got our guy, 45, D. Trump, the man, the myth, the legend, wants to have a photo op at a church that's across the street, or in the same vicinity as the White House, but there are people gathered there. They won't leave, so sends in the stormtroopers and then takes a picture in front of it, and he's holding the Bible in this way, and people are looking at it saying, look, yeah, that represents this, that, and the other, and it's this group, and conspiracy theory. I'm like, I don't know if that's a conspiracy theory, but what a public relations moron he is. Like, people already don't like you, and that's the shit you do? I mean, I guess the day before, they were so worried, they had him hole up in the bunker, like Hitler and Eva Braun. I wonder if Mrs. Trump was down there with him. Because I know there's a part of her that probably even watches TV and is like, what the fuck is he talking about? Will he shut his fucking face? I bet there's a part of her that does that. Because the guy never shuts up. Always saying and doing stupid fucking shit. And it's the truth, man. He does more to divide the country than he does to bring it together. I mean, he's making guys like people that people were kind of looked down upon. Dude, George W. Bush. That cat brought the country together when 9/11 happened. Pretty sure it's one of the reasons why I think he ended up having another term. I don't think 45 will even have to worry about that. I think he's still going to get a second term. To which more rioting might start. And to this day, if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. I am completely amazed. No one has taken a shot at this moron. I try to always give him the benefit of the doubt because he's the president. I try to look at him objectively. But God damn, does he make it hard. He needs like a voice of reason. He needs a keep it real secretary. That's what he needs. A guy that'll be, Mr. President, you can't. No, don't fucking say that. You can't fucking say that. Because I'm sure there's probably people that have stepped up and tried to do that, but you're fired. So it's like, what's the point? This is his own fucking funeral. All I know is, what were we, stage 3? Of this shit, of opening things back up, they let it announced, you know, that entertainment venues and bars and gyms are going to open up. Guess whose gym's not going to be opened up? My fucking gym. Yeah, not at all. Because it's affiliated with the hospital that I work with. They share the same office space as medical offices. So they're like, well, we don't know what we're going to do for the foreseeable future. And as far as wearing masks, I'm pretty sure at my job, I'm going to be wearing them forever. Because they created some policy, permanent policy. You look at that, you're like, oh yeah, you're going to be rocking the mask for a minute. And I asked somebody too, it's like, what if they come up with a vaccine? Will you take it? I won't be the first one to take it. And then here's the question. What if you're mandated to as a stipulation for your employment? Well, that could be a problem. Because I got bills. So I might be taking that motherfucker. I might. Conor McGregor. Talking about he's retiring. Really? Really? You're going to retire. You're mid-30s, you're going to retire. It's like just the other day, he's like lobbying for fights. Was trying to get the fight with Khabib. Khabib was like, go fuck yourself. I already beat you. I already rearranged your face. He beats Cowboy Cerrone, who is over the hill at this point. You know? Sees Gaethje beat what's his name? El Kakui? Tony Ferguson? God damn it, fucking fly just, that was a bee just bounced off my head. beat his ass in a last minute, hastily put together fight. So now he's the interim champ. Why doesn't he try to fight that guy? I think it's more posturing is what I think it is. I think even a Mayweather called him out via the internet. It's like, hey man, shut up. Mayweather's like, look, that's my move. I was like, and that whole announcing retirement shit's kind of, it's a move. It's a way to get people interested in you. I mean, truth be known, the dude has enough money to live very palatially. He's got that, what is it, proper number one scotch that's fucking killing it. Made $100 million off losing a fight. I mean, whatever, dude. You're not retiring. You'll be fighting somebody else. I mean, it's a trip to think that, dude, they've opened up Vegas and, you know, the casinos. I haven't got word on how things are going to go, but I mean, like, Cash Creek locally here is open. It's like, yeah, you know, you're going to wear masks. Are they going to put them spit shields near all the fucking cashiers, dealers? Are they going to move the machines apart? I mean, I don't really know how they're going to do that. Dude, when people say, make that comment, say, I can't wait for the world to get back to normal. There is no back to normal, man. There isn't. That shit's gone. I'll tell you what is. Isn't back to normal, which is, I cannot believe. My daughter moved out. Her and her future husband have moved out. I'm not going to start dancing. I personally think we should do anything permanent to that room for about a month or so. My wife's already got plans. She's already talking about taking out walls and painting and putting down brick and, you know. I'm like, that shit, what's going to happen is, you know, being married, engaged, shit, whatever, it's cute. Now you're going to find out for real when you're living with a motherfucker, man. You're going to find out once you love them, you can fucking hate them. Hate them. Love my wife. But man, do I hate her ass sometimes. Her bossy ass sometimes, man. Love the shit out of that woman. Oh, you're going to find out. And he's a mama's boy? Whoo, shit. I already got popcorn. Don't worry. Just tune in to the Sarcastic Speaking on Sports podcast with me, your boy. I think I'm going to actually make the move to do my first open mic Friday night. I wasn't sure because we were the whole lockdown house arrest thing we were on. I mean, that's what we do. First, we were on shelter in place. Then it was martial law curfews. So I was going to try to do last Friday, but then we were martial law. But then I come to find out it was lifted. But now I think there's a part of me that just doesn't want to put in the work that it takes to be successful at stand-up, man. Yeah. Because one of the things, not only you got to put in time, man, but you got to eat a lot of dicks to get some good material. And I don't know how ready I am for that. I mean, because I got the same material that I've been using forever. And my plan was to do that material, hone it, lay it down in a special, and then get rid of it. But I don't get up with enough mics. I need to commit to at least one mic a week. That's what I gotta do, man. That's what I should do. Which was a trip. I just heard this. I just got through listening to Marc Maron WTF podcast where he talked to Seinfeld. Now, everybody knows Jerry Seinfeld is. Now, first of all, that dude's 65 years old. He's looking good for a white dude. Number one. Number two, He's a comic, a clean comic for the most part. Not a lot of cursing. Yeah, he doesn't. Which I've always said, dude, I don't want to do. If I can't curse, I don't really want to do the stand up. So I want it to be fun to me. But after listening to, well, first of all, I didn't think that, I thought that when I listened to him, I thought he was going to come off as maybe a bit corny, kind of douchey. You know what I mean? I didn't think he would come off that relatable. Almost like when, what was it, the Jeff Dunham guy, the puppet dude. Same thing. But you know what I think it is? It's that diminished expectation thing. Anytime I go to sit down and watch a movie with diminished expectations, it's always better. So, the same. I didn't expect it. But I got to tell you, I left that podcast liking the dude even more. Right? Because when I heard Marin was going to be interviewing him, he's kind of judgmental. He's one of those dudes that, yeah, you know, and he made this comment about you got to have, there needs to be a little bit of yourself in your comedy. You got to show people something. To which I think I do. I agree with that to some point. But with him, he looked down upon people. And you knew he was going to do that with Seinfeld. But Seinfeld was like, look, man, I hear you. I expected you to come at me like this. But I want to do a show. I want to put it down. I want to give the audience. I want to entertain them. And that's what I'm doing. I don't have to be culturally significant to lay down some good comedy material. I also like the story where he was talking about when he first came up, when he was coming up, and the Comedy Store revered Mitzi Shore didn't like him. She said she didn't like him. And his response to that was, she didn't like me because I wasn't broken. I didn't fit into that loser, you know, broken, needy, oddball individual that usually is a comic, a person that's broken. And that's why I didn't do that. And I guess she said to him, you're going to need somebody like me to step on you, to help you succeed. And he was right. He was like, yeah, because I was like, fuck you, I don't need you. And he's like, it did. It challenged me. And I thank her for that because I'm fucking successful. Yeah, he is. But then when they talked about the fact he doesn't curse, he said early on he did, but then he realized that the laughs he was getting were easier. And he found it more of a challenge to get people to laugh without curse words, to stay clean. It became a game to him. And that shit right there intrigues your boy. I'm your boy. Big time. It's kind of like, I mean, if I actually could work clean and be funny clean, I mean, that means you can take your act anywhere. Anywhere. But I like curse words. I do. I curse. Like, my wife is becoming like more and more prude the older she gets, and informs us the other day she doesn't like the bitch. Don't call me bitch. I don't like the word bitch. And I'm like, what? Yeah. And then tells me, yeah, I wish you wouldn't curse so much. I'm like, I wish you wouldn't boss so much. Which is defeating the purpose, because that's what you just did. I don't know, man. I think I'm going to give this no cursing thing during comedy a try. Maybe what I should do is just get my concepts, write it out. See, every time I try to sit down and write it out, it just doesn't work. I lose interest. I got to figure out some type of a pattern or way that's going to keep me locked in, engaged. And I have to be consistent. Kind of like I am with exercising. I'm consistent. I feel like if I don't get it, I get pissed. Gotta figure something out. Maybe this is the way to do it. Go on walks by myself. With my thoughts. Yeah, you know what? But I know the other thing I'm going to do is, I think I'm going to start running. And with that, I think I've reached my 30-minute threshold. Sarcastically speaking about sports, B.A. Hunter. Good night. That chick was cute.
Oh, yeah. That's at Headhunter Productions. You don't know nothing about that. Headhunter.
Headhunter, son?